May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the Main. Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after 9, the Pirates, well, they hadn't scored a perfect game, and still Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, he moved on to the 12th. Three straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit, then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells,
David Cohn,
Randy Johnson,
Eddie Joss,
Kenny Rogers,
Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
Is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better ain't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend is made where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, suit us best. But 12 innings on that fateful day, oh, Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, cause perfection's always flawed. Dave Wells,
Dave Cohn,
Lee Richmond,
Monty Ward,
Len Barker against the Jays,
and Catfish for the A's,
Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we?